Blog Talk Radio.
By Diane Woods Carter. Welcome, everyone. This is Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. I am your host with the most, Lady Diva, for this evening. I have with me longtime international recording artist, Diane Woods Carter. Are you with me, Diane?
Yes, ma'am. I'm right here. How you doing, Brenda?
All right. Welcome to the show. Now, our listeners may not know you. Yeah, some of our listeners may not know you, so go right ahead and tell us briefly about yourself.
Well, I'm originally from Cleveland, Ohio, and I've been with several groups because I started singing when I was 9, when my mother used to pat me on the bottom of the feet and say, "Stay still, girl." She said she knew I was going to do something. She said I was going to sing, I was going to dance. So I tried to do them both, of course. But I did a lot of opening acts. I did a lot of clubs. I was with a group for like 15 years, and we did some of everything. We overseas, UFO, Job Corps, opening acts. We did it all, believe me. Between the cruise ships and the flights over here to Japan, and I run the gamut. But you know what? It's my love. I love music. You know, even if it's not being paid for it, I love to sing.
You love to entertain. Now, you've been entertaining since the 60s or 70s or both?
Excuse me?
You've been singing and entertaining since the 60s and 70s?
Since the 60s, actually, late 60s.
Yeah. So were you in a talent show in your community, or?
You know what, I've only been in one talent show, and that was because a girlfriend of mine, her name is Vanessa Bell Calloway, she's the actress, her sister went to a school, and she said, "Diane, you should be in our talent show." I'm like, "I don't like doing talent shows." She said, "You should be in our talent show." And I did it for her and went on from there.
Oh, yeah. Now, I see, you know, that you have performed on television, records, and movies, various nightclubs. Were you ever on the Johnny Carson show or any of those shows back then?
No, not back. It's funny. I was on one show, which I can't even hardly remember what it was called, like Upbeat or something back then. And I was on the Natalie Cole show when she had her show.
Oh.
And I was on Arsenio Hall. I was on Arsenio Hall.
Okay.
But that's about it. I haven't been on singing since Arsenio.
And you also toured across Europe and the U.S. As an opening act for the known Ashford and Simpson, the OJs, the Whispers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
A lot of them.
The Millie Jackson, Patrice Rushen. Yeah, I've pretty much run the gamut, but I loved it. You know, it's always wonderful that you can perform, you know, with people that you've grown up listening to and you admire to a certain degree, you know? So it was a wonderful thing. It was a wonderful thing.
Now, this song that I just spin for you, Say You Love Me, is this a recent track?
Yes, I did that track this year. I flew to California and got with some of my favorite musicians and did this track, and I really love the way it came out. Most of my musicians play for any and everybody. Matter of fact, the fellow who co-wrote it, his name is Gregory Moore, and he used to play with Earth, Wind & Fire for like 12 or 13 years. And we did this, and we said, you know, let's see what we can do with it, you know. But I love it. I really love it. He helped me on the background with it and everything.
All right. Well, I'm about to spin another one of your songs. This one I really like. It's called Summertime. Now, how recent is this song, Summertime?
This song was maybe a year or two ago that I did it, and it was funny because I met a young man who was playing keyboards at church, and he asked me, did I know Summertime? And I said, well, yeah, I said, but I have a different way of doing it. And he learned it my way, and I fell in love with it again. So that's what you'll be hearing.
All right. This is Summertime. You sit right there, and we'll be right back with you, Diane.
All right.
I'm living in the evening.
Summertime by Diane Woods Carter. Diane, will that song track right there be available for persons to purchase that?
I'm really not sure about that, you know, even though it's, you know, I wouldn't have to pay anybody to do it because, you know, that's such an old standard, you know.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I'm gonna actually see about that, and I'm trying to see about getting my songs on, you know, iTunes and Amazon. It's a work in progress.
But I really like your style. I really like it. I have a caller. Caller, you can go ahead and speak and mention your name, please.
Yeah, hi, my name is Carl.
Hello, Carl.
Hello, Brenda. Love your shows.
Thank you. Thank you very much. You have something to say about for Diane this evening?
Well, I just wanted to say that I've been blessed to be able to play for her for the last 2 years. I've never met a more talented person in my life. And her vocal range is just phenomenal. And basically, I just want to thank you for this opportunity, and I want to thank Diane for the opportunity to be a part of her life.
Oh, wow.
Well, Carl,
you're the drummer still?
Yes, ma'am, drummer and percussionist.
All right. Wow, thank you for calling on the show.
Thank you. Well, I'll let you all have it. I'm gone.
All right. Thank you, Carl.
Thank you so much.
Wow, that's nice. I'm glad Carl got to call on the show. Actually, Carl was the one that contacted me to get this show going on, get you on the air. Do you have a website for all of our listeners out there to follow you on? And if there's a website, are you on any other social sites for people to follow you up on? You can go ahead and mention them right now.
Yes, I'm on my website is Diane Woods. DianeCarterMusic.com.
All right. Are you still doing any performances at any clubs and venues in your community, or are you traveling right now?
Right now, I'm in the process. I'm actually working with an agent, and they're trying to book some things for me. But I am doing some of the clubs around here in Raleigh. Yes, I am. As a matter of fact, I did a gig Saturday at the Rock Harbor Grill, and we had a ball.
And what city is this?
It's in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Okay. And
we had a ball, you know, and I'm looking to, you know, play some bigger venues. So I've been in touch with an agent, and she's working on it. She's been calling me often about putting me on some bigger things.
All right. Yay, Diane. So can you give all of us listeners, is there a time, a deadline, or something you can tell us where we'll be able to see any production of any music coming up this year or early next year?
Well, I'm hoping to get some things done this year. I'm working on it. I'm working on trying to, you know, just getting a good agent to get me out there so I can perform. You know, after
right.
I had my, you know, heart transplant, thank God that I'm still here. I'm glad that I can get back out here and sing, because that's the first thing I did when I came out the hospital. I went in the house, dropped my bag, went to the barber shop, cut off all my hair, and went to the club.
Okay, so as people are listening right now, they are see that you had performed on stage with all your hair cut off. And a lot of people are wondering, what was that about? So now they understand. And you are a very strong woman. You're very determined.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much. Because everybody, I say, dang, you cut all your hair off. I'm like, you know what? I got a new life. I got a new heart. Let's get a new look.
That's right. All right. I like to hear that. So have you did any community events in your community in the city you're at for, you know, people that are sick or charity events or any organizations? Can you name a couple?
I was working with a foundation for the, they go to the hospitals and sing for the sick children. And so I volunteered to do that. It's the Tai Chi Foundation.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a foundation called the Red Hat, the Red Hat Ladies. I mean, they are a group of ladies that are just phenomenal. And they
mm-hmm.
have supported me every place that I've played. So I did something for their community. And there's a couple of others that I did, you know, and I can't get the name straight right now. I wish I could. But they know who they are, and they know that I love them very much. And I enjoy working with them. Anything that has to do with singing, Brenda, I'm for it. I love it. And anything that has to do with helping anybody else feel better, feel good about themselves, you know,
mm-hmm.
keep the will to live, I'm all for
mm-hmm.
it. Because after being in that hospital for 3 months waiting on a heart, I've never experienced, I don't know what kind of feeling I have. Because, you know, when they told me they had a heart, I was really kind of skeptical about it. I'm like, you know what, I want the heart, but, you know, I want to make sure I get up off that table, too. You know, so, but it was definitely an enlightening experience. And every time I tell somebody, yeah, I got to have surgery, I said, Diane, what did you have? I had a heart transplant. And they said, no, you had the surgery. I'm like, oh, I guess I did, huh? But you know what, I got a 21-year-old heart, and we're in the works.
All right. Oh wow, you just light up everywhere you go, I'm quite sure. But you have been performing. You're an icon, international icon, and this is just like a plus for you, you know. And you actually had sung songs for movies, soundtrack. You're on a soundtrack for any movies that you did?
Yes. I did some background on Eric Carmen, Hungry Eyes.
Yeah, Hungry Eyes.
The one on Dirty Dancing.
And
I played in a movie called Divas. And I also played in a movie called Yours, Mine, and Ours. It was a remake of where Lucille Ball I don't forget who was the father. One had like 6 or 7 kids, the other had 8. They got married and joined together. So it was kind of a remake of that. And I enjoyed that. It was with Kevin Costner and Rene Russo.
Oh, okay. All right. You actually sung with Aretha Franklin, Gladys Knight, and Tina Marie?
Oh, Tina Marie was my girl, and I'd sung for Rick James, too. I probably would have still been singing with Tina if she hadn't died, because after I moved here to North Carolina, not that long after that, she passed.
Yeah. What do you think about her daughter? Her daughter is kind of getting into the music industry, isn't she?
I know she was doing a lot of things with Tina. But I haven't heard that Aaliyah was doing things by herself as of yet. But I need to check up on her, though. I really do.
Yeah. Now, I'm getting ready to spin this one song before you go, because I know it's like about 23 minutes left. I want to spin this song called I'm Dying Inside. Now, can you give us any brief information? How'd you come up with the title of this song?
This was a song that I did for Morehouse Records. And it's when I do songs for Morehouse, I'm usually doing dance music. But at the time that we were sitting there kind of writing this song, it was so many children being killed, people being killed every day. I just had never heard so much death going on, you know. And it seemed like in the field of things, that was a perfect song to write about, you know, to let people know that, you know, I'm dying inside with all these different things that are going on. You know, why can't we just get along and have fun and live with each other? Why does it? I was just sick of the death. I was just sick of the death.
And what year did this song come out? Because what's so funny is that I've listened to this song and like I've heard it before, and here history is repeating itself. Every community in every city throughout the world, the black communities are killing each other, you know?
Yes.
And I'm playing this song like crazy now. So what year was this song when this song came out?
This song came out, actually, it came out twice. It came out in like around 2007 or 2008. And he got a lot of good responses overseas. And now he has put it back out, I think at the beginning of this month, on a compilation album.
Oh, yeah? Well, I'm going to you're ready to spin it. I'm not going to play it all. And then we're going to talk a little bit more, and then I'm we're going to take it from there. Be right back. This is I'm Dying Inside by Diane Carter.
I'm dying. I'm dying inside. I feel so helpless, I can cry, dry inside. You turn on the TV and there's always breaking news. Innocent people are crying, wondering what the hell to do. Talking out both sides of their mouth, and they ain't saying nothing. I try my best to make a difference, but it feels so helpless sometimes. I'm dying inside. Ooh, I'm dying inside. I'm torn up, I'm broken, I'm about to lose my mind. Break on through these heavy clouds. Shed some light on the masses before the walls come tumbling down. In the end, I believe that we will rise above the storm now. Hey God, if you're listening, we need your help, cause we're losing this fight. I'm dying inside.
All right, that is I'm Dying Inside by Diane Woods Carter. Diane, I'll ask you, what is your website information where our listeners can follow you on any social sites? Can you please go ahead and mention them, please?
Yes, my website is DianeCarterMusic.com. And I'm on Facebook also, Diane Carter. And I'm trying to do Twitter, but I haven't learned how to do it yet. I'm working on that right now.
Yeah, I know. It's confusing. You have to keep messing with it till you get the hang of it.
I was hearing about Twitter so much, but the things that I was hearing, like, why are people saying I'm going to the store, I'm sitting in front of a restaurant? I'm like, is that what Twitter is for? But then I really started listening to it. I'm like, why did y'all make business like that? But I've got it now. I think I've got the hang of what's being done with Twitter.
Okay. Any of the music that I have played on the show, can they be purchased anywhere?
I'm Dying Inside. You could purchase it on iTunes. And but that,
you
that's
love
about
me.
It for the two. I'm not
okay.
Saying you love me yet, because I just did that, and you're
okay,
the first
yeah.
one to put it out there for everybody to hear.
Well, thank you very much, Diane Carter. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Okay,
you're welcome.
The last question is what I ask all my guests on air. Is what are your words of wisdom you want to give to those suffering out in the world today, or for any of those who wants to get involved in the music industry as you? Do you have any words, advice you would like to give, a message?
You know, especially for younger people and for older people who are trying to get out here, if you can't stomach it, you should really leave it alone, because a lot of people think that what we do is very easy, and it's really not. You know, I love the singing. I enjoy the singing, and it's easy for me, the singing, but when it comes to getting the work and getting the acclaim, it's a whole different thing, and it's really easy to get discouraged. So I'm just telling anybody who's going to get into this field, don't give up. You know, if you have it in your heart and you feel it in your gut, don't give up.
All right. Thank you. Amen. Thank you for those words of wisdom, Diane Carter. Everyone, this is Let's Jazz It Up, Blog Talk Radio. I am Lady Diva, your host with the most. I have Diane Carter with me, an international recording artist. And thank you, Diane, for your participation on the show this evening. Please come back.
Thank you
and
for
let
having
us all know. And on any new projects, any upcoming new music that you may have, hopefully you can come back. And thank you very much.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
And, hey, take good care of that good heart you got there. We want to hear you and see you. And you have a blessed evening.
And you do the same, Brenda. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Everyone, this is Let's Jazz It Up. Thank you for listening. But then tune in for other shows, other episodes I have with other musicians, authors of written nonfiction and fiction books, other singing and songwriters on my show. Please tune in, and thank you. This is Brenda Moss signing out. I am going to play Feels Like Home by Diane Carter.
where you been? Don't let it take so long for me to find you again. You got to come home every now and then. You know, just peep in, let your family know that you're still around. Now, you know it ain't been the same without you. You learned it here, and now we're going to keep it here. All right, now.
Yeah.